Now let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavily on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom, Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good. The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liquor, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Welcome to NBA Today, presented by Levi's.
Every other day for this series,
Thompson gets a little room
and hits a three.
Those are the moments I feel the best as an athlete.
Fakes, fires, tucks it in.
Unconscionable 7 of 9 from three.
You feel like you're just clicking and your game is just effortless.
Historically with our team, around our core, there's guys that always find a way to step up at the right time.
To give credit where credit is due, they played exceptionally well tonight and we did.
Magnificent performance from the Warriors.
The series is tied 1-1, so and that's where we're at.
Happy Friday, everybody. Welcome to NBA Today, presented by Levi's. I'm Malika Andrews, and the defending champions, they showed out on their home floor last night. The Warriors' big three, they helped Golden State to a 127-100 victory to even the series with Los Angeles, as we say hello to our resident big man, Kendrick Perkins, who is here in studio. But Big Perk, let's talk about their big man, or medium man, maybe, Draymond Green. What did you see from him that helped the Warriors?
Well, I mean, all the conversation has been around LeBron James and Steph Curry, but the matchup inside the matchup is Draymond Green and Anthony Davis. Mm. And Draymond was a no-show in game one. And game one, Anthony Davis had it his way. That wasn't the results in game two. I saw aggressive Draymond Green offensively looking to attack. I saw Draymond Green doing what he do best. He had 8 assists, 11 rebounds, and 11 points. But it was the impact on the defensive end. Look at the passion. And look at him pose at the bench. Look at the contest. That wasn't I hope you miss. That's I'm gonna make you miss. And this is the best version of Draymond. And I think it's gonna come down to this matchup right here. What's gonna decide who win this series? Hmm. Is it gonna be AD that's gonna dominate for the rest of the series? Or is Draymond Green gonna have him in his back pocket?
Because so far we have seen sort of every other game for Anthony Davis.
Unfortunately.
So is game three going to be the game that he's on? And typically, right, Draymond is the engine that makes the offense go. But last night, that was Steph. He dished out 12 assists. Take a look at this. He had the most he's had in a post game in nearly a decade. So I want to keep it pushing, though, here, because Draymond Green, he's at the table. Steph, he helps at the table. But when we look back at this, I mean, it was game six Clay that arrived a little bit early here, because take a look at this shot chart from Thompson last night. He went for 30 points. That includes 8 for 11 from deep, his sixth career playoff game with 8 three-pointers. That is the most in NBA history. So I want to bring in my friend and yours, Zach Lowe, into the conversation. Zach, what was going through your mind watching Clay Thompson last night?
I was thinking back to the first month of the season when people were nitpicking Clay, saying he doesn't look the same, he's lost a step, he'll never be the same guy. And I remember all that. You know what? We have tape of this. Just roll the tape and I'll let you know what I was thinking about. And I would bet on Clay Thompson. He ended the monologue by saying, forget all the noise. I am going to be the same player again. And that's what you have to love. Clay Thompson is tough as hell. He's a legend. And considering what he went through and what those injuries are, I think he has from day one, not just in the finals, not just now, exceeded what could be reasonably expected of him based on those injuries. And I'm betting on him to continue exceeding it.
So you said so.
It's Clay Thompson. It's Clay Thompson. Never doubt Clay Thompson. The man is going to have a big shooting game in every series and multiple big shooting games most likely. And last night, he lit it up. He was the finisher that they needed. And these second half threes, just watch AD. Not quite high enough, AD. First half, he was great. He was coming in, coming out. Second half, he seemed to get a little tired. He wasn't sort of as attentive of where he needed to be. Here he comes. He's about to go dart off that loony pick. AD. too far back, too late. That's Klay freaking Thompson. That is too much space for him. That's a three. And you have to wonder, as this series goes on, all the stuff that AD's got to do defensively, all the space he's got to cover, it's hard to do that over and over again. Big game, Klay Thompson showed up.
We've sort of been waiting for the arrival of Klay Thompson in this as we say hello to CJ McCollum, who is with us as an NBA analyst today. I'm curious, CJ, I want to go back just for a second to Steph Curry's 12 assists. You've defended him a whole lot in your career. When he is dishing like that, what makes him so challenging to cover?
I think what makes him so challenging to cover is that he's constantly moving and you're used to him being on and off the ball. And I think the adjustment Steve Kerr made was put the ball in my best player's hands, allow him to make decisions, allow him to be in pick and rolls, allow him to really kind of decide when he wants to shoot and when he wants to pass. And I thought the Lakers tried to dictate the fact that you're not going to beat us. Get down to the paint right here. As you can see, he draws three defenders. Looney gets an easy layup. He did a great job of getting downhill. He did a great job of drawing two to him, as you can see right here in this transition play. He takes the open space, and they help out of the strong side corner, which is a cardinal sin, and shows you how deadly he is. And Kerr made a great decision inserting J. Michael Green to the starting lineup, and he delivered, knocking down threes, getting layups around the basket, and showing that we're going to play Draymond at the five, we're going to take away one of our bigs, and allow us to have spacing so Klay and Steph can continue to drive and take open shots and really impact and affect our flow of our offense.
And when both of those guys get cooking on the same night, even if it's in different ways, and that spells danger for a whole lot of teams. We've seen it time and time again over the last decade. All right, so somewhere, my dad, who texted me to make sure we were leading the show with the Warriors today, is hanging on to every single word of this conversation because they looked great last night. Right. But now we're headed back to L.A. in this series. So I'll start with you here, Perk. Who should be feeling good? Who should be feeling a little bit more loose, better, hanging on to Game 3 this weekend?
I've been saying this all morning.
Oh, boy.
Didn't the Lakers go down there to Golden State and get a game?
Yep.
And we keep talking. And look, rightfully so, last night, Klay and Steph, they were tied together like shoelaces. They had a great game together. But we have yet to see Anthony Davis and LeBron James put a game together, and I believe that they will. I believe that the role players will play better at home, so you will get better production offensively from Vanderbilt. D'Angelo Russell showing us what he's doing, what he has done in the Crypto.com arena. I believe that the team that won on the road, that is going home, has the edge, and they should be feeling good, and that's the Los Angeles Lakers.
Well, that's kind of what LeBron said last night, right? He said, we still feel like we have one of the best defenses, one of the top defenses in the NBA.
Yeah, they do.
Zach, do you feel as good as Perk does about L.A.?
Not quite, but I agree with Perk in that both teams should feel fine right now. The Lakers got a win. The Warriors got some momentum. And LeBron's right. They do have one of the best defensive teams in the NBA. But what's starting to worry me about the Lakers is their offense has been bad for the entire playoffs. They're scoring at a rate that would have ranked 29th among 30 teams in the regular season. They were not a very good offensive team in the regular season, about average, a little bit worse, even after the trade deadline. And as long as we go into the playoffs, the longer we go, the more we wait for this team to have a kind of a breakout offensive game. It just doesn't seem like it's coming. The spacing is clunky. And unless their offense picks up a little bit, it's going to be hard for them to beat these good teams over and over again. You can't be a one-way team in the playoffs. And right now, the Lakers are veering into a defense-first, almost defense-only team.
That's interesting, especially when you're talking about a team that has such an offense engine like Golden State. Where do you fall on this, CJ?
I got to pause here before I answer this question. Me and Park been arguing all day.
No, we haven't. It's a friendly conversation.
I think the winner of Game 3 wins this series, to be honest with you. And I think historically, if you look at LeBron, you look at AD, AD has played extremely well in every other game. This is the next game in which I think he's going to be very, very dominant. I think there's a sense of urgency on the Lakers' part because they got whooped in Game 2. They kind of let go of the rope, and I think this is a chance for them to kind of show that, look, we did what we were supposed to do. We got the split on the road. Now we're going to take care of our business at home. So I think that the Lakers are going to come out and compete. I think they ultimately are probably going to win Game 3, but I feel like the Warriors history shows that they're to be trusted, they're to be counted on, they have a guy who delivers, they have a younger team, but they're experienced and veterans, and they have the ultimate advantage of having a Game 7 be at home if it comes down to a Game 7 in this series.
Well, I want to know this, and I think I know Zach's answer, I heard CJ answer. I want to hear your answer,
Malika. My answer?
Yes, I'm taking over the host for just this part of the segment.
Please do, all right, what's going on?
I need to know, AD is 30 years old.
Yep.
Why do we have to consistently see the up and down? I'm just asking, not five games. We just want
to see. If I had the answer to that, I would be working for the Lakers medical staff. I wouldn't be sitting up here.
You have a great basketball mind, and I'm just trying to see, like, when you're watching it, it's not disturbing to you?
Right. Well, but I think last night you mentioned Draymond Green at the top of the show, and when Draymond contested AD's shots, he held him to 1 of 5 on those shots. So it just seems like this is a Rubik's Cube where they just keep tinkering and tinkering and tinkering. And then also health has had such a big thing to do with this for Anthony Davis. And knock on wood, he's been healthy thus far this year.
That's wood right there. This is not wood.
There we go.
Here's the thing, though. When I look at Anthony Davis, I feel like at some point, it got to be about the name on the back of your jersey.
Yeah.
Like, you got to be able to go out there and do it for yourself. Mm. And I guarantee you, you hear what I'm saying. You hear what people are saying about you. Like, bro, like, take some pride. Take some pride and say, you know what? I'm going to go out there and do it for me, so that I could look in the mirror and say that I'm going out there and being the best version of myself. Does that mean he's going to make every shot? No. Does that mean he's going to shoot a high percentage every night? No. But it's no way in hell Anthony Davis should ever leave a game without having 15-plus rebounds and about 5 blocks, and you should say his presence was felt. Not leaving the game thinking that was me on the floor last
sure.
night.
Give yourself a little bit more credit than that, Perk. But I do think, like, we have to also look at Golden State, right? They affected Anthony Davis last night. They saw him go off in game one, and then they said, okay, this is an adjustment we're going to make. And now we're going to see the counter adjustment to the adjustment, because that's what this is a game of. And we're going to get a lot more into the Lakers a little bit later on the show. But we also need to talk about the MVP, because Joel Embiid, he is going home, sir.
It's going to be rocking
for
in
game now. Three tonight. So will he ignite the crowd so that they can take a 2-1 series lead over Boston? We're going to dive into that.
Doc, send me the PJ.
And it's a must-win tonight for the shorthanded Suns. Can Booker and KD keep their title hopes alive without Chris
Paul? They better. Or they going to get swept?
Plus, Perk, it is that time again. Get your phone out, because every series with the Nuggets and the Suns is knotted up at one game apiece. So which series is the most likely to go to 7? Get out your phones, scan the QR code, vote now, and we will reveal the results at the end of the show. I'm curious what you think on this, Perk, but save it for a little later.
Yeah, I am.
Now let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavily on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom, Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good. The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liquor, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
NBA Today is presented by Levi's, celebrating 150 years of the 501 jean.
Here we go. Game three of the Sixers-Celtics. That is tonight in Philadelphia. The series, it is even at one game apiece after Boston's blowout win in game two. But the MVP, Joel Embiid, he returned to action after missing two games with a sprained right knee. He is listed as questionable, but you can see here he was in good spirits at shoot around earlier today. So back here with Kendrick Perkins, Zach Lowe, CJ McCollum, and Perk. We saw Embiid sort of shaking off that game two rust. He's going back to Philadelphia now. The MVP trophy will be handed to him. He's going to have the whole ceremony. The first one we've seen in Philadelphia since Allen Iverson in 2001. And by the way, he had 52 points in that game. So what are the keys going into tonight for you?
You know what? The key is going to be the pick and roll with him and James Harden. I know everybody wants to see James Harden mimic that 45-piece wing dinner, but that's not happening. And I know people want to see Joel Embiid demand the ball in certain spots. That's not happening. I believe the thing that's going to happen is those two are going to work together like they have been doing all season long. And I think James Harden is going to make sure that he gets going, get easy buckets, and then it's going to go from there. But I expect that building to be rocking. Matter of fact, I would love to be there, but I can't. I expect the role players to step up, and I expect P.J. Tucker on his birthday to shine. I expect him to knock down some corner shots tonight and bring that intensity because the Celtics disrespected him last game.
Zach, who are you looking at?
Same thing as Perk, Harden and Embiid. A little nugget for you, Perk. A little stat to prove your point. Only that's 13 pick and rolls in game two with Harden as the ball handler and Embiid as the screener. That's the sixth lowest in any game this year. And three of the five below that were in the first round where they didn't have to run any pick and rolls because the Nets just triple teamed Embiid every time he touched the ball. I thought that was very curious in game two. Was it rust? Was it that they hadn't played together in a little bit? Was it respect for Boston's defense and how many different looks they can throw at that play? But I was just struck by how rarely we saw it, and I do think they'll lean back into it tonight just to try to get a little verve back in their offense. They're not going to beat the Celtics going one-on-one. Their defenders are too good.
What do you think, CJ?
I think a combination of what everybody has been talking about will be extremely important for the Sixers. Embiid needs to get catches at the elbow. He needs to get catches around the nail, and he needs to be aggressive and take more than nine shots. I think all those things will happen. As you can see right here, picture against the Pelicans. We won this game, by the way. I was trying to put that on the record. But get to the short pocket right here. That was a pick and roll with Embiid and James. Hopefully they run more than 13 tonight. Another situation where he gets to pick and roll. However, he likes his matchup, so he goes to the elbow and ISOs. Against Boston, they're going to load the nail. There's going to be a lot of help, so you got to have your shooters ready. And it's a good thing they're at home because all role players shoot better at home. But right here, he has space, drives, and dunks. Sorry, Vili, I'm sorry we had to show this highlight. But I think all in all, he's got to be aggressive. He's got to get the ball in his areas and make the right decisions. But I look forward to seeing Tobias Harris, Tyrese Maxey, Bang Bang Niang. I look forward to seeing all those guys get open shots, take open shots, and make open shots to help these guys out tonight.
CJ, there are a million reasons that we appreciate you, your excellent analysis of the game, but also your willingness to use your team's own clips to prove a point. And yes, they did win that game. This is what
so
it's all about.
We so petty on this show, and you fit right on
it. We appreciate it. You fit right in with us. All right, our coverage on ESPN and the app tonight, it starts in Philadelphia for game three at 7:30 Eastern before we go to Phoenix where the Suns host the Nuggets. Can the Suns get on the board here? The Countdown crew tips off our coverage at 7 Eastern. So you might remember this, that 2 months ago we shared with you the story of John Howe, a 20-year-old student who was shot at Michigan State University and left paralyzed from the chest down. And Howe is a huge fan of James Harden. And when Harden heard about Howe's story, he reached out. He sent game-worn sneakers to the hospital. He FaceTimed with the young man, and he promised when Howe was well enough, he could attend a Sixers game as his guest. Well, we have a wonderful update to that story. Howe has been released from the hospital, and he will be attending Sunday's game in Philadelphia as Harden's guest. He still has a long road ahead of him, but Harden has vowed to be there every step of the way. Still to come on NBA Today, we preview game three tonight in Phoenix. What would be the fallout if the Suns get eliminated in the second round?
Oh, we're going to have a conversation about Kevin Durant.
And we're also headed to South Beach, all tied up at one. Actually, Perk, I fly there tonight, in fact. We have the latest on Jimmy Butler's ankle injury that kept him out of game two. Plus, the Bay Area's very own joins the show. E40, we ask him if Steph is the best athlete to ever play in the Bay.
Ghost ride the whip.
Discussion. NBA Today rolls on. Yup.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be. Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Some news in the West. The Phoenix Suns officially ruled Chris Paul out for Game 3 due to a left groin strain. Now, Chris Paul has the Suns' best plus-minus differential so far in the playoffs. Phoenix has outscored opponents by 39 points when Paul is on the floor, and the Suns trail Denver 2-0. And the series, the games are actually every other day unless the Suns can force a Game 7. So welcoming in senior NBA insider Adrian Wojnarowski. Woj, what is the outlook here for Chris Paul?
Yeah, there's not a lot of optimism right now on Chris Paul's return, certainly in the short term in this series. He was ruled out yesterday for Game 3. And I think Game 4 is going to be an uphill climb for Chris Paul. These groin injuries are difficult. Yep. They are hard to get past quickly. He's got to be able to plant. He's got to be able to pivot and move. He's not been able to do that yet. And so I think that the only chance I think Phoenix really has here is to find a way to get Game 3 and start extending this series. But this is an uphill climb right now to see Chris Paul again against the Nuggets, looking at Game 4 on Sunday.
Okay, so right now the Suns, their back is effectively against the wall. And Nikola Jokic, he was asked about what he expected from Phoenix going into tonight's Game 3. Take a listen.
Do you expect their energy to be up now that they're back in their home court?
No, my friend. I expect they surrender and they give us 2 minutes.
I mean, he's just the best. All right, bringing Zach Lowe, CJ McCollum into the conversation. CJ, I want to start with you here. How can Phoenix actually get back into this series?
I think it's going to take their role players stepping up, to be honest with you. Kevin Durant has played extremely well. Him and Booker have combined to shoot 49% in this series. They're averaging about 59 points per game between them. I don't know how much more they can do. Let's say they score 65 or 70 combined tonight. They still have to figure out how to get production from other guys on the team. I'm looking forward to seeing what Ayton does. He's been called out a lot of times by the media lately for his lack of effort around the basket in terms of rebounding, finishing around the basket, and not putting up much resistance against Joker. Craig had a great first series. I look forward to him getting some corner threes tonight at home. Campaign's going to get some extra minutes tonight. Damian Lee, who can shoot the ball just like the Curry brothers, is definitely in position to really get contribution. He's going to get minutes. So if one of them or two of them can produce, they get a win tonight. But ultimately, I feel like they're going to lose the series because of the bench play and the role players not playing as well as Denver's bench and Denver's role players.
Well, how do you get the role players going? Without CP3 being there, then who's going to take on that point guard position? And I believe it's not Devin Booker. It has to be Kevin Durant. And I love when Kevin Durant has to move to that point forward position. We've seen it time and time again when he was with the Brooklyn Nets and he was putting up those triple doubles. And the one thing I love about KD is that he don't get enough credit for his playmaking ability. If I'm Monty Williams, I challenge Kevin Durant. I put the ball in his hands, not only to go get buckets, but to also make others around him better. We know that he's capable of going down there and helping DeAndre Ayton rebound. We know that he can elevate his game on the defensive side for us protecting the basket and getting blocks at the rim. Hell, he's 7 foot, although you say he's 6'11". So I'm looking at KD to take ownership and take over at that point guard spot and become that point forward that we've seen LeBron James be and we saw him be in the Brooklyn Nets uniform without Kyrie Irving and James Harden.
Zach, how are you evaluating this?
First of all, I'm 5'11 and 3/4, but I say I'm 6 feet, so I go the opposite way from Kevin Durant. Look, CJ mentioned the role players, and he rattled off a whole bunch of names, and he said, how much more can Devin Booker and Kevin Durant really do? And unfortunately for those two guys, I think the answer might be they just may have to score 70 points on efficient shooting combined in this game for them to win, because the Suns are just thin on guys who can create their own offense. This was baked into the trade. They traded a lot of depth and a lot of draft picks for one guy, despite the fact that that guy, Kevin Durant, who's one of the greatest players in the history of the world, has been coming off an injury this year. Despite the fact that Chris Paul, unfortunately, this seems to happen at this time of year, every single playoffs. This was the risk baked into that trade, and now the challenge is they're just running out of guys who can create offense. And yeah, it would help if Damian Lee could make more threes and Josh Okogie could crash the boards and get a couple putbacks, and they'll need that. But the story may just be they need monster games from both Devin Booker and Kevin Durant to win any of these games against the Nuggets team, who we've barely mentioned, which is a well-oiled machine right now on both ends of the floor.
Yeah, you know, Zach said it. I mean, you have to just assume tonight at least 70 points out of Kevin Durant and Devin Booker. But Torrey Craig, to me, he was so pivotal in that Clippers series, right. Averaged 12.5 points. He scored 3 points across games 1 and 2. I think Torrey Craig has to make himself felt this weekend, games 3 and 4.
Well, that game, it tips off at 10 o'clock Eastern. And the Suns, remember, they are 1-16 in series that they have trailed 0-2. A 7th grade student shot and killed 8 children at a security guard at an elementary school in the Serbian capital, Belgrade, on Wednesday. And that's when Luka Doncic stepped in. So, Woj, how exactly did Luka do that?
Yeah, Luka Doncic, you know, reached out immediately through his foundation and himself, talked to the mayor of Belgrade, school officials, has offered to pay for the funeral services of those impacted and any kind of counseling sessions that are going to be needed at the school. And he's made it clear to that community that he is going to be available for the long term, however they need him. I think trying to rally up some other players from the Balkans, who certainly have roots there. He is from Slovenia, but his family, from his father to a grandmother, aunts, an uncle, a cousin, they live within a 30-mile radius of Belgrade. That's a special place to him. And so Luka Doncic has made it clear to them, I am here for you. And he wants to be there in the long term as this community tries to get through this ordeal.
That's a tremendous gesture from Luka Doncic in the face of tragedy here. NBA Today, we'll be right back.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Jalen, you started out, I think, one for six first half, and then 23 in the second half. What do you make of that disparity?
Honestly, guys, starting to feel sorry for myself. I'm out here, man. Just let's go hoop.
All my followers know I'm the hardest out.
For the lead.
Oh, yeah!
Switch when I'm balling out.
That's who he is. He never disappoints you. There's no quitting him.
Welcome back to NBA Countdown. Presented by Levi's.
We are 24 hours away from Knicks Heat Game 3. Jimmy Butler, he recently posted a video of himself getting shots up with trainer Chris Brickley. And Butler, remember, he sat out Game 2 with a sprained ankle, and the Miami Heat lost that game. So Woj is back here with us. What are you hearing, Adrian, about Jimmy's status for this Game 3?
Malika, Eric Spoelstra, after the Heat's, during their media session today, said that they know what Jimmy Butler's intentions are. for game three tomorrow. I'm told that those intentions are to play, and I think the Heat made that pretty clear today. They won't officially say he's active until just before they have to pregame, but you can expect Jimmy Butler back in that Heat lineup with the series tied 1-1.
He has some intentions to return. All right, let's shift to the team that Miami eliminated, the Milwaukee Bucks. They fired their head coach, Mike Budenholzer, yesterday. The news came down just 8 days after the team's surprising first-round playoff exit. Now, remember, Milwaukee had the NBA's best record this season. Of course, they also won the 2021 championship under Mike Budenholzer. And despite the way things ended, Bud, his time in Milwaukee, it looks very impressive when you take a look at it on paper. He racked up the most wins in both regular season and playoffs during his five-year tenure. He also owns the best win percentage by a coach in Milwaukee Bucks history. But this is an interesting time for Milwaukee right now. They have a lot of decisions to make as they continue this search for their next head coach, including, of course, what everyone's going to say, oh, the future of Giannis in Milwaukee. So how is all of this impacted by this head coaching vacancy?
Listen, there's no more important factor in any decision an organization makes than how does it impact Giannis Antetokounmpo. How does it impact your star player? That's no different in Milwaukee. They've had great success together. Giannis, Mike Budenholzer, he was a two-time MVP, won a championship. But this is an organization at a crossroads now. Free agency potentially for Brooke Lopez, Chris Middleton. They would love to get Giannis signed to another extension this summer. But I think this for this organization now, it's finding somebody now who takes you through the next several years, has a vision for how they're going to play. It may look different than how they played with a younger Chris Middleton, a younger Brooke Lopez, certainly Drew Holiday still playing at a really high level. But, like, they don't make these decisions in vacuums. I think John Horst, he said it today, their GM, I think he agonized over this because on paper, Mike Budenholzer had tremendous success, almost a 700 winning percentage in the regular season, a conference finals, and, of course, the championship. But remember, Mike Budenholzer, 5 years in Atlanta, had great success. It ended in 5 years there. Now it's ended in 5 years in Milwaukee. He will coach again if he wants to. He is a great program builder. I think this organization felt they needed someone to take them through this next period of time. And certainly, again, at the forefront of that decision, how does it impact Giannis, and how do they now put a team around him and a coaching staff around him that he's going to embrace and he's going to feel like gives him a reason to want to stay in Milwaukee long term.
And now a coaching search gets underway for John Horst and the Milwaukee Bucks. Woj, thank you so much for spending some time with us here on NBA Today. All right, my friends, get your phones out. Let us know. Who do you think is the series that is most likely to go to seven games in these semifinals? We're going to reveal your answers at the end of the show, but don't wait. Vote now. And coming up next, is it Perk? Nope. Do you want to stick around? Yep. Bay Area mogul, legendary rap artist E-40 is here. That's coming up next.
Hey, what's happening? It's E-40, and you're watching NBA Today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Game two of the Golden State Warriors and the Los Angeles Lakers. James has to hoist it up.
Backs ahead.
Nice back and forth here in the second quarter of game two. Thompson fires up a three. Got it.
Hello, Klay Thompson. Lighting it up tonight.
Davis went from being the best player on the floor in game one to disappearing in game two. They want to be a little bit more physical with Anthony Davis.
This has been a masterful response by the Warriors.
Perk, we are so lucky. What a treat this is. Bay Area legend, Warrior superfan E-40 is here in the building with us. Thank you so much, sir, for spending a little bit of time. And first of all, you were at the game last night. What was it like watching the Warriors even up the series at one apiece?
I love it because I get to talk crazy to Mount Westmore, Snoop Dogg. Me and Too Short get to talk crazy to Snoop and Ice Cube, you know?
What's my favorite word?
You know what it is?
Go ahead, Perk.
Oh, man.
E-40, the legend. What's going on? Hey, look, you've been watching Bron and Steph go at it, you know, since Bron was in Cleveland, right? Watching right now and watching this rivalry, what do you see out of those two? Like, the intensity or the respect level, like, what do you see being in that atmosphere watching those two compete again on this big stage?
This is what we was hoping for, you know, the Lakers and the Warriors, you know, two GOATs going at it, you know, and they're both competitive. I tell people all the time, you know, Steph my GOAT, you know what I'm saying? I tell people all the time, Steph is anointed, you know, and LeBron is a great guy as well, you know, most definitely, you know, one of the best players, if not the best players in the NBA ever. But them two going at it is beautiful because, you know, this is what it's like right now. It's the Bay Area, you know, fans, you know, talking crazy to the Southern California fans.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And Steph is, you know, for him to be, you know, the height that he's at, he go in there, he goes in a hole like he's 7 foot tall.
Mm.
Man, it's a real battle, man. It's a real battle, but Steph is my guy, and he's gonna be the GOAT. Y'all just remember when I told y'all this, all right? He's gonna be the GOAT at the end of his career or either before.
So the series is tied 1-1. L.A. came in and did their thing. The Lakers game 1-1. Now all of a sudden, y'all headed back to L.A., okay? I need to know, what are your expectations for your future GOAT and Steph Curry, and what is the message that you're giving to the Golden State Warriors to, one, either try to even this series up or either coming back to Golden State to close this thing out?
That's the plan, is to come back to Golden State and close it out. I think when we get out there, I think that on their soil, they're going to be surprised at how we show up and show out. We you know, we don't crack under pressure. You see how we did it in Sacramento. You understand me when we was down 2-0, 0-2 or whatever you want to call it. So you know, we redeemed ourselves and pushed reset. And cut up, man. We went in there and cut up, man, and won the first round. So we'll do the same with them. And you know, I'm not hating on the Lakers, you know, but at the same time, the fans gonna mess it up. Y'all fans gonna mess it up because y'all talking too much big, man. You feel me? They messing it up. They jinxing themselves. We humble. We already know what we can do. We already know what we've been doing.
Oh, y'all humble.
I mean, E-40 said it. So. Perk, I don't know if you know this. During the early years of the Warriors dynasty, E-40, he wrote a little remix to his song Choices. And I was singing it all day in the news. You know how it goes?
Well, no, but I heard you sing.
Did it happen in one day? Came a long way?
Nope.
Never know what kind of angle.
Hey.
Crossover, break your ankle.
Yep.
Sloppy with the rock. Hey. Step Curry with the shot. All right, so we're going to play a little game. It's called Choices, right?
Just so Kendrick know that's from Choices. Yeah, and that's almost double platinum. I just need to know.
I already know that.
So let's play a double platinum game, and I think that the rules are pretty self-explanatory. The nope, yup. So you ready?
Let's go.
Steph Curry, is he the best Bay Area athlete of all time?
Woo!
That's a heavy one. Because you know Barry Bonds, and you know, I mean
Joe Montana. Jerry.
Oh my God. Can I pass on that?
No.
There's a no.
Okay. Yes.
Yup.
Okay.
All right. Is this Warriors run the best dynasty the Bay Area has ever seen? Okay. Are the Warriors winning the title in 2023?
Yep.
That's three straight yups. Are we going to get a remix to the song for the 2023 Warriors?
Ha 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 ha!
Maybe.
Oh, man. Ooh. I'm gonna leave it as it is. Nope.
All right. There we go. We're gonna keep the go hard like Barnes in the paint. That part.
Hey.
Shoot a three-pointer in his face. E40, thank you so much for spending some time with us here on NBA
Kendrick,
today.
Kendrick. Who you got?
Hold on, E40. This quiz wasn't for me. You asking me who I got for us winning the championship or who I got?
I know who you got. You never go with us, but go ahead.
We had a conversation about this last year when I met you when I was getting some food. But when it comes to winning the championship, I'm going to ride with the Beantown, okay? I'm going with the Celtics. I feel like they got it on their mind. They got a revenge. Jason Tatum got revenge on his mind. But I don't even have y'all picked to win this series.
Wow. Well,
I'll talk about this series.
Yeah, I got the Lakers.
I got the Kane. Hey, let's bet. Can you bet? Can we bet $1?
Please do. Oh, just $1? That's it?
$1. No. I want you to wire deposit it or ACH.
Well,
whatever your financial institution is that you bet.
I don't want to do money, but I know you got a couple things out there, you know, some alcoholic beverages and things like that. I'll send you my address.
Well, if we see Boston Warriors once again, then maybe we can have you back on the show. Thank you so much for stopping by. Appreciate it.
I'll see y'all some of this. Mangle Scott, Earl Stevens. Hello.
It's your last chance. Get your phones out. Let us know which series do you think is most likely to go to 7 games. You have 60 seconds. Get your votes in. Then our panel is going to react after the break. You can see the results in just a couple minutes.
NBA Today is presented by Levi's, celebrating 150 years of the 501 jean.
Can I do it?
I'll do this one, then you can do that, bro.
And action.
Everybody's been a unicorn over the last few years, but he's more like an alien.
You got to get ready for this kid.
Wembanyama, tap, throwing it down.
Gosh, he looks like someone who is kind of a product of what the new Hooper is supposed to look like.
Hey, now!
This is the cheat code. This is not fair.
We may think of him as one of the best players to ever live.
These are things that you do on your video games as a kid, you know, growing up.
Yeah, he's like the 2K creative player. Every point guard wants to be 7 foot.
A player like him is a once in a lifetime.
My next goal is to be the number one pick. I know I got a lot to show.
Future, the future.
Oh, he definitely the future. His nickname is the future.
Park, have you set your DVR yet? Do not miss that SC featured on Victor Wembanyama. It's at 11 o'clock on SportsCenter this upcoming Sunday, and it is going to be unbelievable. All right, the results are in, though, my friends. And before we get your results on who we think is going to go 7 games potentially in this semifinal round, I want to see what America had to say, Big Perk. Who do you think they got? Okay, 48% of the vote said that the Lakers and the Warriors are going to be the most likely to go to 7 games. The Suns Nuggets is the least likely. That is trending certainly in that direction.
I just think America want to see that go 7 games.
Okay.
I don't agree. I actually think it's Boston and Philly.
I think Boston and Philly?
Yeah, I think we have yet to see. I think we have yet to see the best of this series, and I think it's going to continue to get good.
Okay. Zach, do you agree?
How about we get 4 Game 7s? Can we get 4 Game 7s?
I would love that.
That's what I want to speak into existence. But the answer for me is Heat Knicks. I think it's in the collective bargaining agreement that any Heat Knicks series must go the maximum number of games and include injuries, low scoring games, 90 point games, and maybe one fight. So I'm going Heat Knicks.
All right, CJ.
I agree. Although we all love to see Steph Curry versus LeBron in a Game 7, ratings would be through the roof. Ticket prices
through the roof. He's getting
the hang
of it.
I think it's Heat Knicks. I might have to get back for that game in the Garden. I know the Garden will be jumping. Jimmy's going to play great. Julius Randle, Jalen Brunson, great addition to the Knicks. all those lefties on the Knicks team getting to that left hand in the paint. I'm looking forward to watching the playoffs and seeing what happens, but I think that's the series most likely to go seven. New York's going to be
rocking. I'm rocking with America. I'm going with it. Warriors, Lakers, they are the series that is most likely to go to seven games. We've seen all elements of this. Why wouldn't we want this to go to seven?
Why are you hitting our new desk so hard?
I don't know. I got excited and it just kind of came out.
Every time it's the Warriors.
The Lakers and the Warriors is my pick. There is one person, though, who didn't vote, who didn't chime in this, and that's our very own Chinne Agumake.
Speedy Dad. We back.
Again. It's more than a game. Don't play with my name. I'm bringing my gang. All of that talking just sound like a show. I'm just letting you know that I'm not entertained. You hear the crowd, they screaming my name. I got the stadium going insane. Done with the talking, it ain't no discussion. You started, I finished, put me in the game.
Chinne is getting started in her WNBA season. We're pulling up.
Yeah, we're
pulling up.
You know what? Shout out to Chinne. You know why? Coming in, punching in the clock, yes, day after day in the studio and going home, getting in her work, being prepared to go into training camp to start her season. Kudos to her.
Chinne's on a different kind of grind. We're still going to have her in the studio here on NBA Today. She's just going to be here a little less going back and forth also on a quest to win a championship. You know who else is on that quest?
Ooh.
The Lakers, the Warriors. We have a huge game three going down tomorrow night on ABC. Zach Lowe, your final thoughts on this game three matchup.
I mean, I can't wait for it. And I want to go back to Anthony Davis because he's getting hammered today all over the place. People are wondering where he is. Why only shows up every other game? And Perk mentioned that earlier. I just want to give the Warriors a little credit. There are two teams playing in this game. Draymond Green's defense on him was sensational. Their pick and roll defense on the Lakers was sensational. AD can't get to the rim because the Warriors aren't guarding anybody on the perimeter. The paint is a totally swarmed, no fly zone, and on the other end, he's doing everything on defense, and I think that's taken a lot out of him. That said, I'd love to hear Perk's ideas for how to get him more involved in the offense. Is it post-up? Should they run some little cross screens for him, get him some post touches? Is it just a matter of him making more of those floaters? Like, what does he need to do to stop this narrative of every other day? What was missing last night, Perk?
Well, Zach, you know, after game one, we didn't give the Lakers their proper just due. All we talked about was should Jordan Poole have taken that shot and was it a bad shot? We didn't say, oh, the Lakers went down and stole game one. And if we did, we said it briefly, okay? But I believe that Anthony Davis, the criticism is warranted. Again, we're not asking him to go out there and have five consecutive games of dominating. We're just saying, can you put two consecutive games together where you're the best player on the floor? That's not a hard ask.
How hard of an ask is it, CJ?
Oh.
It is very, very hard. I think looking at this series, I think we're all right. AD didn't play well. He wasn't aggressive. He let go of the ropes, just like the rest of the Lakers team. And you got to credit the Warriors for what they did. The Warriors played smarter, they played harder, they had more on the line, there was more of a sense of urgency, and Draymond Green was locked in. He knew, I might not score, I might not get assists, but this guy is not beating us, and I'm going to guard him and make sure he doesn't. And that's what he did. So I credit both teams. Both teams took care of business. Lakers responded well in game one coming out of that series, and the Warriors responded well in game two. And now I look forward to seeing AD play well because it's an even number game. Oh, no, it's an odd number
game.
But he just had a bad game.
Yeah.
He just had a
good
bad game, so that means good games coming.
He plays well in odd numbered games, strangely.
Yeah, I'm also interested to see what adjustments Darvin Ham is going to make. We saw what Steve Kerr did. Now it's time for Ham to get into his bag and show us what he's going to bring to the table come tomorrow night.
It's going to be
fun. I want to see some Malik Beasley minutes.
Oh,
I need Malik Beasley to get some minutes. The Warriors brought in
That's
J. Michael Green randomly.
On the Post podcast.
Well, everyone,
give
you have
Malik
a couple of
Beasley
hours still.
Minutes.
Make sure that you give a listen to the wildly successful Low Post podcast to get ready for this game. We have a doubleheader tonight on our air.
Yep.
We have the Nuggets, the Suns, the Sixers, the Celtics, and then a doubleheader again tomorrow on ABC. Guys, it is a great weekend of hoops.
Rubbing his head.
Bang on the desk one more time.
Stop
it feels good. We'll see you on Monday. That's going to do it for us here on NBA Today.